Good morning. Welcome to worship this morning. We're glad that you're here. Glad to have some change in the heat and some rain. Glad to gather together in hope to worship God this day. Not a whole lot of announcements to remind you of this morning, but there is back in the back a directory from this year. If you don't mind, just take time today or next week to just check your listing in that directory and make sure that it is what it should be. Particularly if you have an email address that you use, throw it in there, because I think a lot of the email addresses that we have in our system are dated email addresses, because I know for some of you, they're like email addresses you used when you were working and you've been retired for 8 years. And so just check those and see that we have your contact information so that we can be in touch if we need to be. We're asking you not to make corrections on the actual directory back there, but if you will look to the side, there ought to be a sheet that you can put those corrections onto. Cell phone numbers is another thing it's good to make sure we've got up to date. We appreciate your help with that. We're trying to get a jump on the fall tasks this year. The 23rd of September, hope you'll join us for a potluck meal after church on Sunday. We're calling it Fellowship Sunday, and it'll be right out here in the Fellowship Hall. We've done this for the last several years, and sometimes we've called it Homecoming. This year we're calling it Fellowship Sunday, and we may go back to a homecoming another year, but if we're going to call it homecoming, we're going to make a more concerted effort to invite some people and things like that, and that may not be an every year kind of thing. So join us for a meal. What can you complain about for that, right? The last thing that I wanted to mention, since I see some of the people here that I need to be in touch with, is that there is a synod event for 3rd through 5th graders coming up in October. It's either the 20th or the 21st, whichever one of those is a Saturday. And I know we've got, I think, about 5 little girls in that 3rd to 5th grade range. Love to take some of those little girls to Hickory between 10 and 3 that day. So maybe just make a note of that, and if you know you're available or not, let me know, and we'll be in touch some more. Are there other announcements we should be aware of for the good of the community today? Council meeting tomorrow night. Don't forget if you are one of those serving. And on that note, as we look at fall things, if you would be willing, interested, could be coerced into serving on the church council, if you would talk to Neil in the back at some point today. We're trying to get together some possibilities, and we're working on getting a congregational meeting scheduled for the November part of the year again, and part of what we'll do is elect new representatives on council. Other announcements this morning? I believe we have a prayer shawl this morning.
So this prayer shawl is for Katie Harrelson. She's a young mother. She has a rare form of cancer, and she has 2 children under 4. She's a friend of Amy's boss, but she desperately needs our prayer, so if you'll bless this.
We wish happy birthday this week to Archie, Todd, Daisy, Virginia, John, Ava, Clinton, and Jonathan, and happy anniversary to Jean and Barbara, to Harold and Judy, and to Herb and Wendy. Anybody else we ought to add to that list?
Kim and Bob is ours is today.
Oh, wonderful. Kim and Bob, happy anniversary. That's another one that anniversaries, but particularly if you have young children, hey, help us make sure that we got them in the directory. If they've been born in the last year or two, we've noticed some folks that aren't in there correctly for young children in that directory. Let's pray for all of those folks so experiencing significant milestones. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We begin on page 94. We stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by Christ's authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy. Christe eleison, Christ have mercy. Kyrie eleison.
Let us pray. Gracious God, throughout the ages, you transform sickness into health and death into life. Open us to the power of your presence and make us a people ready to proclaim your promises to the whole world through Jesus Christ, our healer and Lord. Amen. Congregation may be seated. If the children will join me up this way. Good morning, everybody. Hey, guys. Oh, slick new haircut this morning. I like that. Good morning. Okay, do you guys know, some of you probably do, what does it mean to praise somebody? Anybody know? You got a guess. Go for it. Well, it's sort of a happy thing. So when we praise somebody, we talk about how awesome they are, all right? So it could be like, well, Gavin, stand up. Do you mind? It could be like, Gavin, you are awesome. I love how cheerful you are. You always have a smile, and I think that's great. That's praise, right? I'm telling you. Okay, you can sit down. Thank you for being a guinea pig. I'm telling you how awesome you are. Or it could be you could be talking about how somebody always is willing to help you. Basically, You're just saying, man, you are awesome, okay? That's what it means to praise somebody. One of the things that we do in church a lot is praise who? Who do we praise in church? God. Yeah, we praise God, and sometimes we hear this phrase that says, praise the Lord. Okay, we're going to hear that phrase in our psalm today, praise the Lord. And we sort of sometimes can stand around and be like, God, you are awesome. You created the whole universe, and you love us, and you sent Jesus to save us, and we love you. You are awesome. And that's cool. We do that sometimes. We can definitely do that. But there's another way that we tend to praise God. You guys know what I'm thinking of? What's something else we do in church besides just talking to praise God? We just got done doing it. Right before this, we said a prayer, and before that, we were doing something. Singing, yeah. A lot of times, we sing to praise God. And I think I'd like to sing to praise God with you guys. Can you guys do that with me this morning? Okay, I'm not sensing a lot of enthusiasm, but I did see one nod, so we're going to go forward with this. This is a song that I have done at a children's message before, so you might remember it. I don't know. But this is a song. I'm going to sing something, and then you sing it back to me, okay? It goes like this. Praise the Lord with trumpet sounds. Praise the Lord with trumpet sounds. Trumpet sounds. Trumpet sounds. Now we all go like this. Alleluia, 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 amen. Some of you remember this, I think. Okay, do that with me. Alleluia, 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 amen. Okay, now do you think you guys can do it for real now? You think you've learned it? All right, do you guys know what a trumpet looks like? Yeah, right? Okay, yeah. Okay, you're doing a trombone, which is cool because I like trombones, but a trumpet is just right here, okay, just your fingers. But you can, if you're feeling extra crazy this morning, you could do some of these. I would throw in some of these and maybe some up and downs too. Yeah, okay. You think you guys can handle that? So when we do trumpet sounds, can we maybe throw some of those in? Okay. Praise the Lord with trumpet sounds. Praise the Lord with trumpet sounds. Now show me some trumpet sounds. Trumpet sounds. Alleluia, 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 amen. Should we do another one? What else can we praise the Lord with? Trombones? Oh, praise the Lord with drums? All right, I hear you. Praise the Lord with the sound of drums. Praise the Lord with the sound of drums. Sound of drums. Sound of drums. Alleluia. 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 Amen. What else can we use to praise the Lord? Guitar? Okay. Praise the Lord by strumming the guitar. Praise the Lord by strumming the guitar. Strumming the guitar. Strumming the guitar. Alleluia, 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 amen. I'm starting to get the sense that you guys are really enjoying seeing me perform. We'll do one more. Maybe you guys can be really loud. Oh, we could do dance. What if we say this? Praise the Lord with song and dance. How about that? What kind of motions are we going to do for that? I think we should probably stand up for this one. All right, maybe get yourself a little bit of room so we don't hurt anybody. All right, I'm going to get into it. I'm already starting to sweat just from doing my trumpet sounds. Okay, I want to hear you guys sing too. Can you sing? If we're going to get into it, I need your help. Can you do it? Song and dance? Conrad's with me. Are you guys with me? You are less sure, but I will take it. Okay, here we go. Praise the Lord with the song and dance. Praise the Lord with the song and dance. Song and dance. Song and dance. Alleluia. 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 Amen. Alleluia. 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 Amen. Excellent flossing this morning, guys. All right, good job. That's a skill that I have not mastered, but I have tried. All right, if you guys will sit down, we're going to say a prayer. There are so many ways we can praise the Lord. We can do it with any kind of instrument you can imagine. But it's not the only way. You can also talk to God and praise God that way. And one of the wonderful, wonderful ways that we praise God is by helping other people and being kind to each other. Because, did you know this? You have never met anybody, and you never will meet anybody, that God doesn't love and care for. Everybody in the whole world is God's precious child. So one of the ways that we can praise God is by being kind to each other too. So if you guys can make a special effort to praise the Lord with your music and your songs and your dance and your flossing, but also praise God by being kind to other people, that would be wonderful. Will you guys say a prayer with me? Lord God, we praise you. You are awesome. Help us to honor you by being kind. Amen. Thank you, guys. All right, I'm going to go recover from my dancing. And you guys, if you're going to children's church, you can go, or you can stay in here with us, too.
The first reading for today comes from the book of Isaiah. Say to those who are a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For water shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The haunt of jackals shall become a swamp. The grass shall become weeds and rushes. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Psalms today is 146. We'll read by whole verse responsibly. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Do not put your trust in princes, in mortals, in whom there is no help.
When their breath departs, they return to the earth. On that very day, their plans perish.
Happy are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God.
Who made heaven and earth, the sea,
who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free.
The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous.
The Lord watches over the strangers. He upholds the orphan and the widow, but the way of the wicked he brings to ruin. Second reading comes from the book of James. My brothers and sisters, do you with your acts of favoritism really believe in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ? For if a person with gold rings and in fine clothes comes into your assembly, and if a poor person in dirty clothes also comes in, if you take notice of the one wearing the fine clothes and say, "Have a seat here, please," while to the one who is poor you say, "Stand there," or "Sit at my feet." Have you not made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brothers and sisters. Has not God chosen the poor in the world to be rich in faith and to be heirs of the kingdom that he has promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor. It is not the rich who oppress you. It is not they who drag you into court. It is not they who blaspheme the excellent name that was invoked over you. You do well if you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. For whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point shall become accountable for all of it. For the one who said, "You shall not commit adultery," also said, "You shall not murder." Now if you do not commit adultery, but if you murder, you have become a transgressor of the law. So speak and so act as those who are to be judged by the law of liberty. For judgment will be without mercy to anyone who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment, but what good is it, my brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but do not have works? Can faith save you? If a brother or sister is naked and lacks daily food, and one of you says to them, "Go in peace, keep warm and eat your fill," and yet you do not supply their bodily needs, what is the good of that? So faith by itself, if it has no works, is dead. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to Mark, 7th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus set out and went away to the region of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know he was there. Yet he could not escape notice. But a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately heard about him, and she came and bowed down at his feet. Now, the woman was a Gentile of Syrophoenician origin. She begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first. It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Then he said to her, "For saying that, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." So she went home, found the child lying on the bed, and the demon gone. Then he returned from the region of Tyre and went by way of Sidon towards the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis. They brought to him a deaf man who had an impediment in his speech, and they begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him aside in private, away from the crowd, and put his fingers into his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue. Then looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. Then Jesus ordered them to tell no one, but the more he ordered them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. They were astounded beyond measure, saying, "He has done everything well. He even makes the deaf to hear and the mute to speak." This is the gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Hope is an incredibly powerful thing. It was for Aaron Ralston. On April 26, 2003, Ralston, a 27-year-old mountaineer and outdoorsman, set out on a day adventure in remote southeast Utah alone and without telling anybody where he'd gone. Ralston recounts in his own words what happened at 2:41 that afternoon as he was hiking around a narrow canyon. "I fell. I dislodge. I pull a large, like 800-pound rock loose, and it falls with me and eventually traps my right hand against the canyon wall, kind of like being stuck in the bottom of a well, essentially, but in the middle of a remote wilderness. He only had 1 liter of water and no jacket. He didn't have plans to be out overnight, but he was out overnight. 5 nights in all, 127 hours with his hand caught between this rock and the hard place of the canyon wall. He readily admits that there were times he thought about giving up, but in the end for him, hope was too strong a thing. He hoped to get out of there and to see his family again. And so Ralston eventually did what to me seems completely unthinkable. He had to break the bones in his own arm and use his small pocket knife to amputate it. Then he rappelled down a 60-foot cliff and hiked 7 miles before finally running on hope and fumes, he was rescued by a search helicopter. In the darkest of places, weak, exhausted, dehydrated, trapped, and with no way to communicate, hope of survival, hope of being reunited with his family, hope still carried him. We humans can do an awful lot. We can endure an awful lot when we have hope. But on the flip side of that, when we don't have hope, when we can't, when we won't hope in anything, even daily life at that point can be a tremendous struggle. Hopelessness can take hold when we've been burned before, right? When we've let ourselves hope only to have been disappointed. So it's not just having hope that matters. It's got to be having hope in the right things. We have to have a hope that will not disappoint. In the 7th chapter of Mark, we get this strange and unsettling story about well-placed hope. I say unsettling because when this Gentile woman asked Jesus to cast the demon out of her daughter, did you hear what Jesus said? Let the children be fed first, for it's not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs. It seems completely uncharacteristic, but Jesus tells this woman, the dogs have to wait for the children to eat, and you sure don't look like one of the children. So we can talk about how the people of Tyre and Sidon were the affluent folks who oppressed the Galilean working class people. We can point out that Jesus wasn't saying that he didn't come for the Gentiles, only that he came to the people of Israel first. Not quite a no, right? Just a not yet. We might draw attention to the fact that Jesus doesn't directly call this woman a dog. It's only a metaphor, right? But all of these actually come up way, way short for me. I can't quite make sense of this from the Jesus who consistently goes out of his way, outside of society's comfort zone, to care for the outsider, the sick, and the Gentile. But here we have this scene. In the face of her daughter's overwhelming need, the one person that this woman thought could help her shuts her down, and it seems like the chances of healing for her daughter are utterly and completely exhausted. Except, this woman still has hope. Even after Jesus compares her to a dog, she has hope. And with that, she puts a fair amount of courage and persistence. She refuses to accept anything other than healing from Jesus, and she challenges him. Her hope was well-founded. Jesus comes through, and her daughter is immediately healed. If we can set aside for a moment this unsettling piece about Jesus initially refusing help and doing it in an offensive way, well, what we have here is a story of somebody who is desperate. Somebody who had no options to get the help she needed, but somehow she still has hope. And she puts her hope in the right place. She puts her hope in Jesus. Jesus, as it turns out, is the one who in the end does not disappoint. Jesus, the one who brings healing to Jews and Gentiles. Jesus, who puts his fingers in the ear of the deaf and opens them to hear. Jesus, who feeds all who hunger, who will not, who cannot be stopped even by the power of death. That's where we have to put our ultimate hope. That this world, that we will be made right. We have to put our hope in Jesus because other people, well, they can be wonderful, right? But they can also disappoint us. They can leave us on our own, whether by choice or because of the power of death. We have to put our hope in Jesus because our own strength, skills, plans, they can go wrong in a heartbeat, right? Ask Aaron Ralston about that. He was an experienced outdoorsman and mountaineer. He knew what he was doing. He was physically fit, but it still all went wrong. With sin and death still holding sway, at least temporarily in this world, you and I cannot make this all right. We have to put our hope in Jesus because we can't be saved by the free market economy. We can't be saved by societal values. We can't be saved by politicians or governments, whatever side of the aisle they sit on. But when we hope in God, the God who is revealed to us in Jesus, we will not be disappointed. That hope is fulfilled. It looks like sight to the blind, hearing for the deaf, food for the hungry, freedom for the prisoners, justice for the oppressed. This is the hope that we claim. And not passively, as if to say, well, since God's taken care of it all, we can just wait around for God to clean up everything, and while he mops up, we'll do whatever we want. No, active hope is what we are about. Hope that puts all of its eggs in the Jesus basket. Hope that with this unnamed woman, this Gentile woman, actively leans into the promises of the kingdom of God. Hope that only Jesus can save us, but that with James, that we've been hearing from also in our second reading, hope that recognizes that there is good that we are called to be about here today, good in the world that we participate in the hope and promises of Jesus. In water and word, bread and wine, Jesus meets us, forgives us, and promises us eternal life. It's a sure and certain hope that will not disappoint. Claim that hope in your life. Hold on to that hope. And together, let's live like we do. Amen.
Please, I come in for my day.
Please join in saying what we believe in the Apostles' Creed, found on page 105. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Freed by God in Christ to live and love and serve, we pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Gracious God, you call your church to proclaim the love of Christ to a needy world. Embolden us to be your risen body by welcoming strangers and serving our neighbors. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Creative God, small sprouts and tall trees alike proclaim your majesty. Give us clear eyes to see the beauty of your creation and wise minds to care well for our home, this earth. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Sovereign God, you draw order from chaos. Watch over the nations of this world. Bless citizens and all who lead, all who strive toward the beloved community for which you long. Sustain, Lord, and save all those this week, particularly in the path of powerful storms. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving God, you give us all that we need. When your children suffer from hunger, poverty, loneliness, persecution, injury, or illness, send generous helpers and companions alongside them. We pray especially this day for Burnett, Jane, Marshall, Bobby, Jana, Harold, the family of Elizabeth, the family of Betty, Lydia, Gavin, Mary, Billy, Gracie, the family of David, Chuck, Brianna, Daryl, Wayne, Eddie, Tommy, Kathy, Noah, Judy, Kevin, the family of Zeke, Mary, Katie, and all those we name now. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Welcoming God, you set a table for us. Give us hope, Lord, hope in you that can sustain us. Give us the hope, God, that will not disappoint. Embolden this congregation to seek new ways of inviting others to the feast of all creation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. We share a sign of Christ's peace. Thank you.
is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He is the mighty King, Master of everything. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He's the great Shepherd, the Rock of all ages.
Let us pray. Praise and thanks to you, Holy God, for by your word you made all things. You spoke light into darkness, called forth beauty from chaos, and brought life into being. For your word of life, O God,
we give you thanks and praise.
By your word you called your people Israel to tell of your wonderful gifts, freedom from captivity, water on the desert journey, a pathway home from exile, wisdom for life with you. For your word of life, O God,
we give you thanks and praise.
Through Jesus, your word made flesh, you speak to us and call us to witness. Forgiveness through the cross, life to those entombed by death, the way of your self-giving love. For your word of life, O God,
we give you thanks.
Send your spirit of truth, O God, rekindle your gifts within us, renew our faith, increase our hope, and deepen our love. For the sake of a world in need, faithful to your word, O God, draw near to all who call on you, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory forever. Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. We'll say together our mission statement on page 5. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.